There's a lot of bombardment, and I can hear them clearly, but thanks to God, they are not close enough to me, but I can hear them. Every day, there are many people who are, you know, being killed. Suddenly, their buildings fall over them. Only a few get warnings, and such a few, like, really feel lucky that they've been warned and they could had the opportunity to escape the place that was targeted. This mm-hmm. happened with me personally. The other day, we had to evacuate. We got a warning, and my family and I evacuated because they wanted to target and bomb the building that is right before the building we're living in. So we escaped it, and a few minutes after, we heard that it was bombed. And at the beginning, we've been told that it's our building that's going to be bombed. You can see the feeling that you'd get is extremely, extremely scary. You start to tremble. You're worried about yourself. You're also worried about your family.
When these airstrikes happen, you see and you hear the bombings when they hit the buildings, right?
Yes. I hear them clearly, but I don't see them except if I'm, you know, if I'm outside or looking through the window. I either see like fire, but rarely, or I see like a huge cloud of
smoke,
a huge black cloud in the sky. Yeah, smoke, yeah.
Has anyone that you know, your friends or relatives been injured or killed?
Yes, there are three journalists of my friends who were actually killed. There are many injured. When it comes to Palestinians, we are all like, you know, very socially cohesive. So if anyone died from us, it's like, it's really a big deal for all of us. The number is not easy. We are like, it's not even, it's so huge because we are 2 million and we are about to be thousands. And you live with the fear that you're going to be yourself killed and targeted all the time because we have no shelters in Gaza.
When this happened on Saturday morning early, the incursion into Israel, did people in Gaza, you know, just normal citizens know? Did they have any inkling this was going to happen?
No, at all. It was surprising for all of us. I was sleeping and I was actually preparing myself for a party because we were going to have a ceremony at my university. And I slept and I woke up on voices of being launched out of Gaza. And I was shocked, honestly. I didn't understand what was going on. And after, I think, almost 5 hours, we had no electricity. And after 5 hours, we had electricity. We could have access. And we knew that Hamas, for the first time, was able to knock down the fence around Gaza and get it through Israel.
How do you feel about this? Does your family, do other people that you know support the assault on Israel? Or did you want this to happen because of the way that, you know, your treatment has been, or did you not support it?
Well, I think regarding this, first of all, we have to understand the frame of the struggle of the Palestinian fight for liberation. Our land, Palestine, has been occupied since 1948. And it's not only that. Gaza itself has been under lockdown since 2000, and I think 5 or 6, something like that. So we have been actually under lockdown for 70 years. We are fed up by the situation because we barely have access to electricity. We barely have access to any human right, even the right to movement. We don't have any of that. We're just living in a cage. This has been known for many people, and no one is doing anything about it. So for us, it's like for the first time, we could show that we're angry because of this for the first time.